Hare Krishna. So, I reading from, because Rath Yatra is soon will be there, coming, and so we are reading the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and during Rath Yatra is famous. This is chapter 13, Madhya Leela, chapter 13. So please repeat after me. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaur Bhaktavinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda No, it's very nice, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. But every year when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his stay in Jagannath Puri, Rath Yatra, all the devotees, few hundred, sometimes 200, sometimes more, devotees will be coming from Bengal, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will receive them with garland himself, putting chandan, embrace them, like that. And then, King Pratap would arrange for them different places to take, and then prasad as much as they want. They are very attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his associates among them, the intimate one, they will be with him and nearby. And many pastimes. Most important one is this dancing in front of the rath of Chaitanya in Jagannath and many things mentioned, Mahaprabhu's mystical pastime, some of them, but I don't know whether you can go that far, but I will start from the beginning. The Sanskrit slok, Krishnadas Kavya, it's saying, Sa Jiyat Krishna Chaitanya Si Rathagre Nanattaja Jenasi Jagatam Chiram Chitram Jagannathopi Vismitaha means, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who dance in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. It's very nice, but since you don't understand Bengali, I won't read. It's very nice to read properly. Yes, sir. Acha. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, a day will come, different parts of the world, people will learn Bengali, just to relish original Chaitanya Chaitanya. I couldn't resist to say that. Acha. No, Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda. All glories to Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. All glories Advaita Chandra. All glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Jai Sratagan Sunakari Ekman Rath Yatray Nitya Prabhur Parama Mahan. All glories to the listeners of Chaitanya Chaitanya. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rath Yatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. আরদিন মহাপ্রভু হইয়া সাবধান, রাত্রে উঠি গণসঙ্গে কইল প্রাত স্নান। দ্য নেক্সট ডে শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু অ্যান্ড হিজ পার্সোনাল অ্যাসোসিয়েট গট আপ ইন দ্য ডার্ক অ্যান্ড অ্যাটেন্টিভলি টুক দেয়ার আর্লি মর্নিং ব্যাথ। পাণ্ডু বিজয় দেখিবারে করিল গমন, জগন্নাথ যাত্রা কইল ছাড়ি সিংহাসন। শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু অ্যান্ড হিজ পার্সোনাল অ্যাসোসিয়েট দেন went to see the ceremony of Pandu Bijoy. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath lifts his throne and get up into the cart. Apuni Pratap Rudra Loiya Patragan Mahaprabhur Gane Karai Bijoyo Darshan. King Pratap Rudra in person as well as his entourage allowed the Pandu Bijoy ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. অদ্বৈত নিতায়াদি সঙ্গে ভক্তগণ, সুখে মহাপ্রভু দেখে ঈশ্বর আগমন। শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু অ্যান্ড হিজ প্রমিনেন্ট ডিভোটিস অদ্বৈত আচার্য নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু অ্যান্ড আদার্স ওয়ার ভেরি হ্যাপি টু অবজার্ভ হাউ লর্ড জগন্নাথ বিগ্যান দি রথযাত্রা। বলিষ্ঠ দৈতাগণ যেন মত্ত হাতি, জগন্নাথ বিজয় করায় করি হাতা হাতি। দি ভেরি স্ট্রংলি বিল্ট দৈতস ক্যারিয়ার অফ দি জগন্নাথ ডিটি অ্যাজ পাওয়ারফুল অ্যাজ ড্রাঙ্কেন এলিফেন্টস, দে মিউচুয়ালি ক্যারি লর্ড জগন্নাথ ফ্রম দি থ্রোন টু দি কার্ট। পারপোর্ট প্রভুপাদ সেইং দ্য ওয়ার্ড দৈতা রেফার্স টু ওয়ান হু হ্যাজ রিসিভড দ্য মার্সি অফ দি লর্ড। লর্ড জগন্নাথ হ্যাজ এ নাম্বার অফ স্টলওয়ার্ড servants known as Daita. These servants do not come from the very high caste families, that means Brahmin, Kshatriya or Vaishya, but because they are engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus, they are known as Daita. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of Snan Jatra up to the time the Lord is carried from the throne to the Rath car. In the Khyatsa Mahatma, these Daitas are said to come from the Sabaras, a caste that keeps and sells pigs. However, among the Daitas, there are also many who come from the Brahman caste. Those Daitas coming from the Brahman families are called Daitapatis, a leader of the Daitas. The Daita Patis offer food such as sweet meats to Lord Jagannath during the Anavasar, the resting period after Snan Jatra. They also make the early morning offering of sweet meats daily. It is said that during the Anavasar, Lord Jagannath suffers from fever and that the Daitapatis offer him an infusion or drug of drugs represented by fruit juice. It is said that in the beginning Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Sabaras and was known as the deity Nilmadhav. Later, when the Daitas was established in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannath. Because the deities were taken from the Sabaras, all the Sabara devotees were elevated to the position of Daitas. So you can see that in Varnasam Dharma, Prabhupada asked us to institute, but that is the beginning. Unless somebody lived like that, Prabhupada says, is not called civilized Aryans. So, that is, before his discipline, he instructed, so institute Varnashram Dharma. But among Varnashram, we understand, according to the karma at once, and the mode he is placed, he is considered which category he belongs. So we should, in order to become a Brahmin, patan patan jajan jajan, he should be good, well-versed in scripture, and read and explain. Jajan Jajan, he should be good in ritualistic work of doing jagga, home, worship, duty, achan, dan, patigraha. And he should be live very simple. Whatever money he gets, people offer him. It's mostly just for his maintenance, keep little. Otherwise, he should offer it, give it away. So, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, neither I am a Brahmin among the Varnas, because they are top, supposed to. Neither I am a sannyasi among the ashram or spiritual life, you know. But, this is the greatest, I am servant of the servant of the servant of the top devotees, Vrajavasis, Gopis, of Vrindavan. Why? Because they are considered the topmost devotee of the Lord. Again, you see, there was a gathering discussing about the glories of the Brahmins and Bhaktivinoda Thakur once, not very long ago, a few hundred years, maybe 150 years, say. He was invited in Bengal. He couldn't make it. He was not very well, or maybe busy, I don't remember. But he, when he came to know his son, Bimala Prasad, our Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada, his Guru Maharaj, he was not a very young boy. He was so well versed in scripture, learned everything. He asked his father, can I go there? In your absence, you cannot make it. You can go home. If you bless me, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, okay, you go. He went there, then he was showing how great a Brahmin he is. Samo, dhamo, tapo, sucham, khanti, arjavan. And all these things, what Krishna says, you know, Brahman, how he works. That is, first quality, he's very truthful, straightforward. Unless he becomes like that, he cannot understand. Without developing these qualities, he cannot come to the mode of goodness. Goodness means prakash. Prakash means spiritual knowledge. Come from within. Come from within. Krishna gives. So as Brahma, when he did devotion for a long time, to become a Vaishnava, one has to first become Brahmanically qualified. I heard when in the beginning of our movement, when the reporter asked Prabhupada, what do you want to make these boys and girls? I heard Prabhupada say, I want to make them Brahmin. Of course, some places, there is some protest from India. Why you make these Western boys and girls Brahmin? And Prabhupada then substantiated the statement, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is authority throughout India, they accept. He said, anybody can. Throughout the world, there are Lord's devotee, and they just don't know, so we have to remind them. Krishna is God, and one who is convinced, he is advanced devotee. He is advanced devotee. Prabhupada said. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this way said, I am not all these things. And Bhaktivedanta Thakur then put how great a Brahman is. And they are very happy. Then Bhaktivedanta Thakur started talking about top. All pandits came there in one village, east-west, Western Bengal, in village, one district. And then all the scholars surprised to see the little young boy. He is then proving how great a Vaishnava is compared to even a Brahmin. So one should become, there is one called Brahman, Pandit, but still, if he does not become a Brahman Vaishnava, what is the value? Everybody must become a Vaishnava. And anybody and everybody can, provided he qualifies himself. That is why you have got this ISKCON, Prabhupada said. You build your character, which may take a little time, of course, sometimes. Just we have to be really sincere and serious, Prabhupada. So, we see so many incidents like how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even in Lord Ramchandra's time, that's very fallen in terms of caste system. Lord Ramchandra said, his name was one girl, her name was Sarvari. And sages, they didn't like her, but Ramchandra came and gave his darshan to that girl. She was so fortunate. She used to serve the sadhus, Vaishnava, those who we had got many followers in a hermitage. And at night, she will feel like, oh, I also want to become a sadhu and all this, but I can't. And there is so much bar there, restriction, I am a chud. Later on, the sage came to know that at night she used to come, clean all these places, bring dry woods. And she called her one day, who did all this? And she confessed, if you see. She was a little scared, and she was, to her surprise, found the sage was very pleased with her and said, darling, I may see Lord or not, which we are practicing and teaching my boys, you know, but I am getting old. I will soon go away. But you come here and see it, I bless you one day, so that you bring all the fruits from the village, from the forest and flowers, which are very fragrant and nice, to offer Lord. And one day you will find, you will be fortunate enough to see Lord in front of you, in person, face to face. Okay? And she was very pleased. She was a young girl. She was always writing. And decorating the whole ashram and bringing best fruits, best flowers, offering to offer to the Lord and saving. And one day Lord Ramchandra came, she was fortunate. So you can, innumerable other examples, you know, seeing like that. So anybody, Prabhupada said, can become a great Vaishnava. Just like our Jayananda Prabhupada said, I hope this life you'll make it and go back to God. So here is a nice example. Just a few days ago, our nice Prabhu, this Indra, he was day and night chanting there, especially evening time, morning also sometime. So many years I have been seeing, he went from New York, as I understand. Everybody love him and inspire people, any part of India, come, North India especially more, other parts also, and everybody so enthused to chant, dance, hearing his chanting, so nice. He was one day telling me what we like, each of them take. He said, so much, you please pray for me so that I can have attachment to his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Time is running out. So I don't know how much can this guy will go on reading. Kotoko doita kore skanda alamban, kotoko doita dhare sti padma charan. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the deitas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord, and some caught his lotus feet. Kotitate baddha dhirasthula pattadori duidike doitagan uthayotahadhori. The Lord Jagannath deity was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the doitas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity. Uchchadhira tulisa pati sthane sthane ak tuli hoite tarai ar tulite ane. Strong puffed up cotton pads called tulis were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy deity of the Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the doitas. Prabhu padaghate tuli hai khanda khanda tula sab uri jai sabdu hai prachanda. While the doitas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some of the pads broke. The cotton contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy cracking sound. Vishwambhar Jagannate ke chalaite pare apon ichchay chale korite bihare. Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? However, the Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastime. You know that every year Sometimes they say it is Lord's pastime. Sometimes Lord stops the cart. They try so many persons to pull, still now this time. So one incident, no, with relation with our acharyas, Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, Nityalila Poitra Srisman Bhakti Siddhanta Sadhisakur Prabhupada. When he was a little boy, we know this pastime, and his mother, maybe Bhagavati Devi, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's second wife, second time married. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed to Lord Jagannath, at least my dear Lord, give me one pure devotee as my son. Lord fulfilled pure devotee's desire, you know. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had, he gave this son, used to many things. First, when they take grain, the baby, they took, Bhaktivinoda Thakur did it with Jagannath Prasad, who is cooked, that is cooked by Lord's energy internal, Bimala Devi, cooked, so you know that. And so, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave his name Bimala Prasad. He's a very little boy, baby almost. And seeing the Jagannath Rod stopped, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur was supposed to be something, an authority, top authority by the Indian government, British government, in Jagannath Mandir. So everybody knows Bhaktivinoda Thakur, also his wife and family members. Seeing Jagannath stopped near a place which is just in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house where he was staying. And so seeing this, his wife, Bhagavati Devi, brought this little boy, a little kid, and he's in his lap, the baby, and went to see Jagannath. And the pandas make passage for her so that she can go and at a close view. She went up to Jagannath. And standing in front of Jagannath with a baby in his lap, and suddenly a garland fell from Jagannath and just on a little Bimala Prasad. So later on, the panda said, here is this baby. Usually, tradition is like that. They tell mother. So address the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wife, Bhavi Devi, your son, mother, you won't be an ordinary man. He'll be a great devotee, definitely. But he's getting the mercy of Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath giving his garland to him must be a great devotee. In this connection, I remember, in scripture it is there, Utkale Purushottame. That means, one day, this Utkal is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, the land of demigods. Purushottame, in Purushottam Khetra, there will be a great personality, pure devotee of the Lord, according to some gurus, indicating who will empower, who will be the cause of fulfilling the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pithivite Asi Jatanavalayam, as many cities, towns there. We understand that he empowered Prabhupada, and Prabhupada his disciple nicely, fulfilled the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While the Lord was transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting, Manima, Manima. But he could not be heard. Tabe pratap rudra kare apone sevan, suvarna marjani laya kare pat sanmarjan. While the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Prataprudra personally engaged in Lord's service by cleaning the road with a broom that had a golden handle. Chandanjaleti kare pat nishechane tuchya seva kare vasi rajasinhasane. The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath. Uttam haiya raja kare tuchya sevan atev jagannather kriparo bhajan. Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Mahaprabhu sukh pailo se seva dekhite, Mahaprabhur kripa hoilo se seva hoite. Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Tapo, Prabhupada is saying, unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or engage in his devotional service. In this connection, I remember that Prabhupada was in Prague once, and at that time, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was there. Prabhupada was there, I am not sure, at that time, but Prabhupada was in Prague. I think he took initiation there, as far as I remember. There, Gaudiya Mahan, once, the then one big politician came, knowing Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he was so famous, as a big scholar, even the Mayavadis were scared of him. And he came, that his name was Madan Mohan Malaviya. He asked few things to Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Once he said, it's very intricate, it's very difficult to understand from Veda or Upanishad something. And he's asking Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, I want, please, you answer and explain to me. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, I'm sorry, I don't have time, but my followers are inside, you can ask them. And they said the same thing. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, you can understand yourself. Krishna is within your heart. He will reveal to you. How? You simply go on. If somebody does service, then, as Prabhupada said, sevan mukhehi jivhado. If somebody is very eager to serve the Lord under the guidance of a pure devotee, under his instruction, then God being pleased, as in Upanishad said, naimatma pravachane nalabha. Seems by scholarship we cannot understand God. Not by merit. All these things are not qualification. As Prabhupada said, your PhD, DSc won't help. Neither become a pandit won't help. That story is a pandit and other cobbler. And who going back to God? Lord said, only that. Not the scholarship guy, scholar, but pandit. But the cobbler chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And he is very meek and humble. Even other scripture, maybe Bible or Jesus said, meek and humble can enter into the kingdom of God. Same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Trinado pisuni chena. Toru riva swaishna. You know, Prabhupada said, straw in a street, everybody is trampling, even an ant. What to speak of human being. Someone could be so humble, think himself I am lowest. I am most simple, most apradhi. Not lip service, but actually, that means free from false ego. Same thing. When you pay obeisances to the Guru Swarup, constitutional position is like that. How do you know who is a Guru? Spiritual master? No. Prabhupada is answering. Om Ajnana Timi Andhasya. Somebody is in a darkest region of ignorance. Jnananjana Salaka, one who enlightens him. Chakshurumitam Jana, he enlightens him and gives him knowledge. He comes to know, I am not this body, I am the spirit soul. I am a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is he is Nitya, he is Chinmaya, full of bliss. I am a part and parcel of him. My business is to simply to serve him, to please him. So, he is a guru. So, who can know? Who can become devotee? Nah. Oh, namo Vishnu Padaya. Namo, the word namo, very secret is, that our book, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains, no come from namo. Mo one come from aham, ahamkar. That means false ego. In other words, Trinadopi Sucha means one who becomes free from false ego, become very extremely tolerant, approach a person, I am most fallen, I am nothing, you are a great fellow, great man, but I request you, please forget what you learned, everything. Just take shelter in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all your problems will be solved. All your problems. This is the way Popa said. So, and Krishna Das Kaviraj said, who wrote this, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, and Prabhupada, according to Prabhupada, beginning study spiritual life is Bhagavad Gita. When you are well versed, digest it. Then you read Srimad Bhagavatam. When you digested it, then you go master degree. One is postgraduate, one is elementary, primary study, Bhagavad Gita. Graduateship is Srimad Bhagavatam. And when you Srimad Bhagavatam is well versed, digested, then you can understand. Postgraduate is Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's actually Raga Marga thing. We cannot enter everybody. But on top, the surface level at least, we can really focus. Krishna Das Kaviraj, who wrote this book and talk, and he himself is saying that Purisher Kithoite Muishel Avisht. So humble. He is not that. He said, I am lower than even worm in a stool. I am lower than him. Jagai Madhai come from Brahmin family and used to do all sinful activities. Going to prostitutes, killing person, becoming dacoit, everything, eating all things which one shouldn't, Hindu shouldn't eat, and being a Brahmin son, drinking. I am lower than, much lower than. Actually, we understand from our Acharya, of course, he is not that. But he is teaching us, if he thinks like that, he sincerely means it. In other words, someone who is becoming, making advancement in spiritual life, he should become more and more humble. He should become more and more humble. He is comfortable. We see in Prabhupada, when he started the movement, a devotee used to come in Tompkins Square, he himself will be cleaning pots, he himself will be serving them, himself will be cooking, everything. So he's supposed to be good. When they come to know, after reading all these things, stop, he won't, they won't let him do, and they don't. This is the way Acharya is. He teaches by example. Acharatiti, one who himself acts, and this way he teaches others. Then he can tell. We don't act, we teach others, then it doesn't work. It never works. This has been repeatedly seen in the history of spiritual life, we find this. We have to become an Acharya means Acharati, he himself acts. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj, definitely, he said, if you want to become a devotee means always chanting. What Krishna says, who is a pure devotee? Machitta madgata prana, bodhanta parasparam. On his mind always dwells in. Madgata prana, that means he sacrificed everything, dedicated for the service of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Manasa dehaga, my body, my mind, everything, my wife, my children, my property, everything, my God. It is all yours, in your service. I am simply a dog, I am simply a manager looking after the caretaker. In other words, he is teaching us what should be our mentality of consciousness. It is difficult, but it takes time to change habit and mentality or consciousness. Thus you become Krishna conscious and go back to God. That is what Prabhupada is saying. This movement is meant for building character. And he wrote, early days, I remember, this, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Vaishnava, I don't know Vaishnava, pure devotee, he has got 26 qualities, wonderful. He has decorated it with all godly qualities, as Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita. Daivi Sampad, Asurik Sampad. And there even, Uddhava, when saw Krishna is winding up his pastime, he said, I am going back to my spiritual world. Oh, I like to go with you, Uddhava said. Krishna said, no, you don't go. I will tell you about devotional service. Now you go to Bodhikarstam. He doesn't want to. Naturally, he's attached to Krishna, but Krishna is teaching him. And there, Krishna told what is devotional service. How do you know he is a Vaishnava? There's 28 qualities, pure devotees. Same thing we see. And Prabhupada, he was so humble. Somebody asked, tell about yourself. Exactly, I don't know what exactly. So, like something like that means. Who was it? I am a servant. No, I am not a servant. It is not easy. One has to be very fortunate to become a pure devotee. So I am trying to be a servant of the Lord. After making millions of thousands of devotees all around the world, he is saying this. He is teaching us. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said like that to teach us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said this teach. And he said that a devotee, one who is like this, he can. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, like that, Tinadupi Sunichan Tolugo Sajna, Omanina Manodena, who does not expect any respect from others, honor, but give respect to all, everybody. Of course, he's a Uttamadhikari. We should not copy a Uttamadhikari, but we will, Prabhupada say, try to become at least a Madhyamadhikari. Don't remain Kanishthadhikari. So this is a movement. A preaching movement. Also, Krishna said that nobody was, is, or will be so dear to me, living among devotees, than one who preaches the teachings of Krishna. So this is a preaching movement. And Bhaktivedanta Thakur said, if you want, this is only chanting, dancing in the street is not enough. How many people will become devotees? Use Bihat Midanga, printing press. That's a power highly appreciated, and his guru said, whenever you get money, print books. Print books. So Prabhupada said, I took the words of my guru a little seriously and tried to implement it, put it to practice. And in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj's disappearance, one day Prabhupada is very a little emotional. He said, I did not know when I came here that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire will be fulfilled. But to some extent, I took the words of my Guru a little seriously and tried. You all boys and girls, he told these devotees in his early days, you didn't know me, neither I knew you, neither you saw me. No, I saw it. But this is all arranged by the Lord and His associates. My Guru has seen you boys and girls actually, Prabhupada Guru says, tears came. I heard down the street. He said, you are my Guru Maharaj, Nija John. You are my Guru Maharaj, I send you personally to help me. So at least ISKCON has a little footing. At least to some extent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire is fulfilled. So as I took the words of my Guru seriously, you should also take the word of your Guru seriously and try to fulfill it, implement it, so that your life will be sublime and you will make so many duties. So you can see nowadays, Prabhupada may not be with us physically in our material vision, but his disciples, grand disciples, whatever they can, those are doing, and it's a wonderful distribution of books and devotees, becoming devotees. This is the result of jasya-deve para-bhakti, one word, implicit faith in the words of Guru, Sadguru, unflinching faith. Same as he has in the words of God, Krishna. Everything will be revealed to him. Jasya-deve para-bhakti. Yatha-deve, as unflinching faith in the words of Krishna. The same if he has in the words of Sadguru, Guru. Then all Vedic knowledge which is difficult to understand will be revealed. Because Lord is within the heart. This is spiritual knowledge. So we see how everything is revealed to Prabhupada, and if we follow Prabhupada's instruction. Still now, one girl wrote to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am feeling so much separation, you are not coming to our temple. Prabhupada wrote, nearly more than 30 years, my Guru Maharaj has gone. He is not physically present. But what my Guru Maharaj say, I try to strictly follow. And when I am following, I feel His presence. I also feel separation as you are feeling. So you do the same thing. In other words, Prabhupada is saying, we should follow what Prabhupada says. And then everything will be nice. We can also become Krishna conscious and make many people, bring many people to Krishna consciousness. That's very simple. Maybe sometimes difficult. If you love me when I may not be there physically present, all right, there will be problem maybe. If you really love me, your love will be shown. How you cooperate when I am not physically present in God? So those who are cooperating, still they are in Krishna consciousness. Others, there is a chance maybe drifted away, which we see. It's very sad though, losing devotee. And Prabhupada is saying, unless somebody, there is a sloka there, Sanskrit, I don't want to go, I tell you what Prabhupada is saying, only a devotee who has received a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand Him. As we see, book Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur said, Jasyadeve, our last sloka of everyday dream, Mangala Arati, Jasya Prasadat. Prasad means mercy. When Prakrishtrupe Prasad, Prasanna, means become pleased. And the Lord is pleased, that means Sadguru is pleased. So Jasya Deve, Jasya Prasadat, Bhagavat Prasad. If you get the mercy of His representative, who is transparent via media of the Lord, if you can please, how can you please the Sadguru? Just do what He says. Then He is pleased. This way we can still please Prabhupada. So only a devotee who has received a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand Him. Others may engage in theoretical speculation to understand Lord, which is very likely and difference of opinion. But they cannot know anything about Him. Although Maharaj Prataparudra was very eager to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord refused to see Him. However, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in menial service for the Lord Jagannath, he became very happy. Thus king became eligible to receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the universal Guru, Lord Jagannath as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he is benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. That is stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his instruction to Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Chaitanya, Madhya 19.151. Brahmanda bhamite kono bhagyavanji Guru Krishna prasade paye bhukti lata bij. The seed of devotional service fructifies, becomes a transcendental creeper. Finally, it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. This seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. You require mercy of two. By the Lord's mercy, one gets the association of a bona fide Guru. And by the mercy of the Guru, one gets a chance to render devotional service. So devotional service, the science of bhakti yoga, carries one from this material world to the spiritual world. So here you get a chance. Somebody misuse and get into becoming a material plane, you know, because he wants to enjoy this world. Comes to the material plane. Material plane means, in other words, sense enjoyment, either gross or subtle. Maybe in the form of karmi, which is 98% or more. Little some of them, maybe he knows I am not this body, maybe jnani. If not, maybe yogi. But the devotee is very peaceful. He has no desire save and except as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Janmani, Janmani, sorry. Var tatra var, even I don't want to go back to God. What do you want? Bhavatad bhakti. To render devotional service to the Lord without any expectation. Thus we can ask ourselves how we are progressing. Yes, President. 8:25. Nice. So, I am a fool. I don't know what to say. But Prabhupada told me, so I want to become a little para of Pumba. So, as far as I remember, by Prabhupada association, I remember I am telling. And some hearing from other old God brothers. Ask a little bit tiny. Rather Sajani Deki, Loke Chamatkar, Nabo Hemamai Rath, Sumeru Akar. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations of the Rath car. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Meru. In this connection, I remember in London, there was on Rakshyatra, Prabhupada was dancing. Wonderful Prabhupada's first time. Maybe Prabhupada will write this one here, I remember. In the year 1973, there was a gorgeous rock. Sometime I remember, 72, I was all the time there, 72, 73, till 74. Festival in London, England, and the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. It's supposed to be city's heart. And all the tourists go there. Canadian, South African, Canadian, this consul, embassy there, British, big, not museum, art gallery, national art gallery, big, in the middle there, not far from other parts, Prince Palace, and the River Thames, bridge, all tourists go there. The London Daily newspaper, Guardian, published a front page photo, caption, top, I remember, top, Guardian, maybe the next, second top, I think, a photo in the newspaper. ISKCON Rath Yatra is rival to the Nelson Column in the Trafalgar Square. This Nelson is supposed to be their eternal hero of whole of United Kingdom. he repulsed the, I think, not French, I think, I heard, Portuguese, Spanish Armada, the big navy coming, attack England, just like England was ruled sometimes by the Italians, then Spanish. Yeah. But this Nelson, he died even, he said, I want to see the repulse, fighting, and he died. But he first came to know the repulse there, sent back. So he is like that hero, standing on the top of that pillar, big. It is the glory of the British, and everything they, when they enjoy, young boys, all they go there, and they splash water, all the fountains there. A lot, and the column is there, and Prabhupada will be there, a big throne made by some devotee, I forgot, I don't know, Narayan or who. Narayan made the rock once, I think, in 2 weeks, Prabhupada. Day and night work was going on with the ladies, devotees, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, working hard, then go to sleep 1 hour. And Prabhupada was very pleased, all the way dancing on the street. And the police doesn't like that, I don't know whether NBS or don't like, say, causing so much, big, huge traffic jam. Ask this old man to stop this dancing. And the devotee will go, sorry, he's our guru, we cannot ask him anything. He's upset. He said, next time then, you have to do something, you cannot make that big rock. I remember that incident, I was happened to be there, and Prabhupada said, what? Police said, this is the Lord of the universe, Jagannath. They cannot stop it and make a small rock. And maybe when Prabhupada left, next 1 or 2 years there, small rock, what I heard. But again came big rock. Nobody can stop Lord Jagannath. This is wonderful, actually. What Prabhupada said. So the Nelson Column is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson, and can be seen from a good distance, just as the residents of Puri compared the Rathayatra car to Mount Meru, so residents of London considered the car rival to the Nelson Monument. I remember Prabhupada liked that thing so much that when he saw that newspaper, he said, "Bring it to me." And he was watching. I would like to get that, so he put it there.
Sata sata suchamar darpane ujjal upare pataka sobe chadoa nirmal.
The decoration included bright mirrors, hundreds of chamara, white whisks, made of yak tail. On top of the car were a neat and clean canopy, very beautiful flag.
Ghaghar kikkani baje ghantar kannita nana chitra patta vaste ratha vibhushita.
The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs and ankle bells rang.
লীলায় চলিল ঈশ্বর রথের উপর আর দুই রথে চড়ে সুভদ্রা হলধর.
For the past times of Rath Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard the one car, and his sister Subhadra and elder brother Balaram got aboard two other cars.
পঞ্চদশ দিন ঈশ্বর মহালক্ষ্মী লইয়া তার সঙ্গে ক্রিয়া কইল নিভৃতে বসিয়া.
For the 15 days, the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and had performed his pastime with her. The 15-day period of Anavasar is also called Nibhrita, in honor of the solitary place where the Supreme Goddess of Fortune lives. After living there a fortnight, Lord Jagannath took permission from the Goddess of Fortune to leave. Big purport. Shall we finish it here? Oh. Hari Bol. Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra, Jai Mahaprabhu. Jai is our leader. So I have to take permission. আমি আগে জিজ্ঞেস করে দেখ আমি বন্ধ করে বলবি না পড়তে হবে সরি ইভ এনি মিস্টেক এনি প্রবলেম এনিথিং ক্যান মেক মিস্টেক.
Points.
What are the points? I don't know. What I learned from people, I just repeat. I stand corrected also.